Verbal diffusing uses calm and composed words and body language to show another person that you're listening and want to help them. It's a fairly effective way of bringing someone down from the red zone towards the orange or green zone when they have a complaint or criticism or they're frustrated in some way. And the Leeds model we talked about is one way of doing that in terms of a stepped process. So we can de-escalate and diffuse situations, usually involving conversations with others, at three different levels. First is strategic ignoring. Second is using verbal diffusing to calm them down and have a talk. And third is strategic withdrawal, where we leave the situation and get assistance and resolve it at another time or in a different way. So let's look at each level in a bit more detail with some examples. So strategic ignoring is the ability to go, I see what's happening here. It may be that you realize someone's having a go at you or just whinging. They may have a minimal complaint or a behavior that irks you, but you know it's a normal thing that can happen and you don't take the bait. So strategic ignoring is letting it go and continuing to provide service in a professional manner. Yet also just noting if there is a pattern of behavior that starts to form, one that you can talk with your teammates or supervisor about. So if this ignoring in a planned way, in a professional way, doesn't work and the complaint behavior or griping continues, or there is stronger levels of anger or criticism or perhaps even name calling, then it's the right time to use verbal diffusing. So that's about using words and phrases and body language to help talk them through it, find out what's going on and help settle them, show that you're listening. Using the Leeds method, as mentioned before, is a helpful way of doing this, and you may even resolve the issue. However, if this doesn't work and the person's behavior continues to escalate, that is, their emotion gets higher, they're in a mode where they're not easy to talk to, or they're not listening, or they're using threatening words or behaviors in some way, or even if you just don't feel right, then it's time for strategic withdrawal. You can also use strategic withdrawal when you feel like you're going around in circles and verbal diffusing, even after a couple of passes, doesn't seem to be working. At this stage, we encourage people to maintain their personal safety and professional boundaries. Just leave the situation and contact your supervisor. So some sample words at the strategic ignoring level might be things like, "Yeah, I know that happens. I'm sorry about that. How else can I help you today?" Words you might use at verbal diffusing we've covered elsewhere, and then things like, "I understand your frustration, tell me more about that, tell me what's happened so we can help work that through." And words around strategic withdrawal are about unhooking from that verbal diffusing mode. Things like, "I can see at the moment that I'm not really helping, I'm trying to listen and understand what's happening, but at the moment I know you're still fairly angry and frustrated with me or with this situation. So what I'm going to do is stop the conversation here and I'll go back and get some advice and ideas from my supervisor or my colleague and we will contact you or call you back." Or when you're yelling and saying those sorts of things, "I can't help you at the moment. We're not having a conversation about it. I'm going to leave because I don't feel it's right for us to keep talking right now." And just bearing in mind, these are only sample phrases. And it's important for an organization and a team to work out the sorts of phrases that work in your context and the ones that will work for you. So I encourage you certainly to have a think about the sorts of behaviors or emotional conversations that can occur in the context for you at work and which level of diffusing would be useful. Also, bearing in mind, in the situation, things might escalate and you might need to go up to that level of strategic withdrawal.